Good Saturday morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A van and a pickup truck collided in a head-on crash around 8:40 a.m. Thursday at the intersection of M-142 and McKitchen Roads, about 1 mile east of Verona in Huron County. One person was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Regional Hospital in Bad Axe. Both vehicles sustained significant damage to the driver's side areas. The Chevy pickup occupied by a single driver sustained damage that pinned the occupant under the dashboard. A medical helicopter was placed on standby but ultimately was not required, and at least one injured person was transported by ground ambulance for further evaluation and treatment. An update to a unique program was provided during the last meeting of the Elmont Community School District's Board of Education. Board Secretary Russell Bureau did a presentation on the Watchdogs, Dogs Means Dads of Great Students, program that is being used in the Orchard Primary School to support recesses, classroom support, student safety, and more. The Watchdog program involves fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and father figures who volunteer at least one day a year or more to help enhance security and create a more positive, safe learning environment. They can help patrol school grounds, help with traffic, supervise school events, and assist in the classroom to act as a positive role model and extra set of eyes and ears. The goal of the Watchdog program is to increase father involvement in schools, provide positive male role models for students, and deter bullying by creating a greater sense of security. And Michigan's minimum wage already took a couple of big jumps in 2025. It went from $10.56 an hour on January 1st to $12.48 an hour on February 21st as part of a court-driven reset to an earlier wage law. That wasn't an issue on your pay stub. That's Michigan trying to play catch-up. We're not done there just yet. Under the Improved Workforce Opportunity Wage Act, Michigan's minimum wage is scheduled to rise again to $13.73 an hour on January 1st of 2026. Then another bump on January 1st, 2027, bringing it to an even $15 an hour wage. That's a roadmap to a higher livable wage here in the state of Michigan. All of this is happening while the federal minimum wage is stuck at $7.25, where it has been since 2009. States like Michigan have basically given up on waiting for D.C. to do anything and are raising their own floors instead. The woman accused of helping her husband cut an unborn baby out of her own daughter's womb pleaded to be released from jail pending a trial. Courtney Bartholomew, 40, the biological mother of Rebecca Park, made the request to 84th District Judge Corey Wiggins on Wednesday, citing Bartholomew's unidentified medical ailments and her need to care for her 14-year-old son. However, Judge Corey Wiggins denied her bond request, citing high flight risk and danger to the community. Courtney Bartholomew and her husband, Bradley Allen Bartholomew, 47, have been charged with 8 crimes, including first-degree premeditated murder and torture, facing potential life sentences if convicted. Prosecutors allege the couple held 22-year-old Park against her will and ultimately killed her and her child while carrying out a preconceived plan. And Pope Leo XIV has taken the biggest step yet to correct one of Pope Francis's more problematic financial moves. He has canceled a special Holy See fundraising commission that was announced under questionable circumstances while Francis was hospitalized. Leo abrogated the commission's statutes and fired its members in a decree a couple days ago. It was the latest sign that history's first American pope is wrapping up the loose ends of Francis's pontificate as 2025 comes to an end. Leo is correcting problems as needed and fulfilling Francis's holy year obligations as he looks ahead to the new year when he can focus more on his own agenda. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this early hour. And remember, you can get news updates and stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.